Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, this week we are talking about self-care. Why is it so hard for us as moms to take care of ourselves first and not feel selfish doing it? I was stuck in that trap when I was a caregiver for my late husband who passed from cancer. Plus we had three small businesses, three little kids, a house to run, dinner to make, chemo that he was on, endless doctor's appointments. Where in the heck are you going to find time for yourself? And I found myself where I was in a depression and I felt horrible. I ate to make myself feel better and I knew that something had to change. And that's when I took it to the Lord and was like, help me, Jesus, because I can't stand my life. And over the years, I have learned how important it is to have self-care. Now, so many people from the outside who might not think that that's a priority can think that's selfish. Oh my gosh, look at her getting a pedicure. Oh, look at her going to work out. She should be at home with her kids. I mean, there's so many people that pass judgments. Who cares? Give them something to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about the three areas that I think are important for self-care: mental, spiritual, and physical. Also remember, when we're on an airplane, who do they say to put their oxygen mask on first? Your kids? Your husband? Your parents? Your coworkers? No, yourself. You've got to make sure you're in the best operating condition that you can before you can in turn then go and help others. Have you tried to pour from an empty cup before? I have, and I feel miserable. I get irritable faster. I get resentful and bitter and angry, and I'm just exhausted, and it's hard to give when you don't have that much to give. How do you get in that good space? Taking care of yourself. Now let's talk about a hard one. Let's go with mental, the first category. I put four things that helped me mentally. One, therapy. Do you have a good therapist you go to? If you have a lot weighing on your mind, or trouble in a marriage, trouble with any of your kids, family members, go to see a good therapist. Call your insurance if you're lucky enough to have insurance. Find out who's a providers by you. Research. Ask neighbors, friends who you feel comfortable asking that they can give you a recommendation of a great therapist, because that can really help. And that's helped me so much, especially going through a rocky second marriage after my first husband passed away. I remarried, and it was 3 years and before we got divorced. And I was so grateful for therapy because it really helped bring perspective and peace to my heart and really helped with my mental health. Number two, talk to a doctor. Sometimes it's easy to get overwhelmed and be like, oh yeah, go through your trial with a smile, which is one of my taglines that I love to say. But if you're clinically depressed and have anxiety, you need to see a doctor. I mean, I am not too proud to say I went on lorazepam. I went on Wellbutrin. I was especially not sleeping at night, going through a turbulent relationship, and it was difficult. And go to a doctor. Those can help you. I'm proud to say that this year I've got off all those. But if you are in a time and place where you're struggling, and no matter what pep talk you can give yourself or a friend gives you, you don't have the motivation and just you don't feel good, go see a doctor. Don't be too proud, because those medicines are there to help you on a temporary basis if you want it to be temporary, or whatever's best for your mind. But go see a doctor, talk to them, have them help you. Number three for mental, talk to a friend. Do you have a best friend? I am so lucky that I have had a best friend since junior high, and I love her. to death. And she has been my listening ear therapist. She will instantly go to heaven for all the hours and times and tears that she has listened to me over my life. But guess what? You don't need to have a best friend since junior high. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's your mom, your sister, whoever it is. Talk to a friend. That really does help your mental clarity. And number four, I put journaling. It's really nice to get it out on paper and be able to work it through your mind when you have angst and unrest in your heart. Journaling has helped for me. Okay, second category, spiritual. Feed your spirit. Remember the parable that Jesus gave of the 10 virgins. He's asked them to prepare, right? The bridegroom's coming. You don't know the hour. Five of them listen and five of them don't. And he comes near the midnight hour, right? And the five go to the other and they're like, hey, oh my gosh, share some of your oil. Can you please share? And the five say, I can't share. I can't give this. This is mine. And from the outside, you think, dang, that's selfish. Can't they all give like a drop or two? But when you look, what is a parable, right? It's more than a story. It's symbolic. So for me, that really symbolizes self-care. They've invested in their self spiritually. They've put in that time, that effort, journaling, talking to friends, getting in the balance of the right space and place of their mind. You can't share that. You can't give that. There is this, oh my gosh, this hidden camera show that I just died laughing over and over. Like I could just, it's called Girls Behaving Badly. And I was, oh, maybe it's 15 years ago. It was on TV. Chelsea Handler and the girl from Napoleon Dynamite that plays Kip's girlfriend. Okay, they're some of the girls in it. And they do hidden camera shows. And the one went and posed as she was a rich girl hiring people to be her assistants. And some of the things, you know, that she wanted them to do were, I need to work out every day. Oprah says, like, I need to work out every day. So I need you to be able to run for me, like, at least 30 minutes and then do squats and lunges. You know, and the people that are getting interviewed are looking at her like, how is that going to help you? You know, she, but I can cross it off my list that I've done it. And I just, I always think back to that because it's like, it would be great. Hey, I need to go to the bathroom. Hey, go to the bathroom for me. You know, like we can't do for others what they need to do for themselves. So in my spiritual department, I have one. What has helped me? Uplifting Christian music that has really made a difference in my life. When I'm feeling like a bump on a log spiritually, if I put on some great tunes on, I have a playlist called Hallelujah Jesus. And that really helps my mind and speaks peace to my heart. How else are you going to have peace when you read your scriptures, listen to the words of God, go to the Bible? In my religion, we believe in the Bible and in the Book of Mormon, which is another testament of Jesus Christ. So go to the words of God. They're like little packets of light and they'll help lift your spirits. Number three, podcasts. I love podcasts. So if you're listening to this, good job, girl or guy, high five. But I rarely in the car do I listen to just top 40 or music. I usually like to listen to something educational. I remember before podcasts were even a thing, I would listen to talk radio when Nisco was little. And I'd pick up the young women's, you know, as a church group, Christian group leader, and they would be like, what? You know, you're weird. And I'm like, I know. So spiritual. Those are my tips. Okay, physical. I know you're going to think the first thing I'm going to say is work out, but it's not. Number one on physical, appreciate your body and what it has done for you and what it has been through. Girl, love yourself. Look in the mirror. And be so proud. If you've brought humans to this earth and your skin's stretched out and saggy and you've got stretch marks, that's okay. Look at the things that your body has done and show appreciation to it. Appreciate your body. When I watched my husband over 4 years slowly erode from the infiltration of a proliferating bone cancer, it was horrendous, and it really shifted my perspective. Like, it is so amazing. Our bodies are. Regardless of what they've gone through, they're gifts, and we need to treat it as one. You are one of one. This is the only body you have. Like, take care of it. And the first step is appreciate it for what it's done for you. Number two, talk nice to yourself. Talk nice to yourself. I'm going to share this experience. I went on a double date. My cute boyfriend, Todd, we met up with some of his friends. And instantly this wife that I had met, she's beautiful, okay? In her 50s, just looks slamming. Like, has these honey golden brown eyes. Beautiful, just, and as throughout the night goes, and she wasn't seeking attention, she wasn't saying it to get it back, but I could just pick up on things that she was saying subtly, that she's like, I need to lose my COVID-20, and I'm sitting there looking at her, and I finally had to say, what are you going to lose it, girl? Like, are you kidding me? You look insane gorgeous, like, so fit, beautiful, and by the end of the night, she opened up, like, she doesn't even look in the mirror. She doesn't even want to look in mirrors because she hates herself. And I'm just, I felt so sad. And I'm just like, we were driving in the car, and this is the first time I've met her, so maybe she'll never want to see me again. But I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? You are what every girl wants to look like. And you don't love yourself? You need to recognize that you are insane gorgeous, beautiful, and do you have a best friend? And she's like, my husband. And I'm just like, but he says it all the time. But, you know, and I'm just like, well, do you have a girlfriend? You know, and she's just like, no, not really. I was like, hello, us as women need to build each other up. But if that was my best friend, I would be like, excuse me, you are gorgeous and you need to tell yourself every morning. So I was like, girl, you need to give yourself affirmations. You are strong. You are beautiful. You're amazing. And it was incredible to me that she couldn't see that. Why? Guarantee every man that she walked past, every woman wished they looked like her. But how ironic is that? That she can't even look at herself. And it just made me so deeply sad that where can we fix this? How can we repair this? How can we help that? Obviously, you know, talking about self-care today with therapy, with journaling, with talking to friends, uplifting music. But I just had a broken heart for her, and this the irony of how everybody wants to look like her, yet she doesn't even want to look at herself. It just was so sad to me. And be proud of yourself. Be proud of your body. Okay, number three, regular massages or pedicures, nails, hair. A blow-dry bar. Have you been to a blow-dry bar? If you haven't, just look it up. Get your phone. Get your internet. www. Google nearest blow-dry bar to me. And, oh my gosh, you're welcome. Let me just say that in advance. You're welcome because you sit in this chair. They wash and shampoo and shampoo, condition, massage your head, and blow-dry your hair. There's no cut. There's no color. Like, they just wash your hair. I can't tell you how many times I've taken solace over the course of, like, the last, my husband's passed 5 years ago. So I started going to blow-dry bars when he was still alive, just because it's like this 45-minute escape where it's like sometimes you don't even have time to wash your hair. I've gone like 9 days without washing my hair before. I mean, dry shampoo can only go so far. And then if you have long hair, it's a butt ton of extra work to get that where you want it. So it's like a dream come true for me to have someone shampoo, condition, massage my head, and blow dry and style my hair. Like, go try it out. That makes you feel so good about yourself. I love that. So blow dry bar, massages, pedicures. I've had my nails done, geez, since Niska was six, before she was even born. I've been getting my nails done since I was like 18. It's just a thing I do for myself. I get my hair done. Massage has been big for me lately about the past, I don't know, since I've been a single mom, and more importantly, maybe since January of this year, January 2020, I've been going about once or twice a month, and I've been under you know, a lot of stress and pressure, and my mind can get through it easy. Like, I'm in a way good headspace, but that doesn't take away the fact that your body knows. And like, just today I went and got a massage and my rib was out on the left side. It's insane that your body can pick up and know and hold on to those things that you're emotionally going through. And it's just so important and beneficial for me to get a massage because it helps in my body. And like, my tailbone popped back into place. Like, it was crazy today. So just go get a massage. Try it if you can. Or if you're trying to watch your dollar bills, you know, there's massagers you can get online. And or a spouse or a partner could also help in that department. But just be gentle on yourself. So for your homework, think of one thing that you can do in the next week to take care of yourself. What's one thing that you can do to put yourself on your list? You've got to be. We have to be on our list. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts. We've got to do it, because when our cups are full, we're able to give. And that's what life's about, is giving back. And if we don't have anything to give, we can't give back. So this week, put yourself on the list. Put on your big girl pants and take time for yourself. It is not selfish. It is self-care. Love you guys. Take care of yourself. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. On a side note, if you are loving my podcast, like, subscribe, share. Really appreciate your comments. You guys are awesome. And thanks for making my passion a reality. Love you guys.